Around this time of year, people look for predictions about the upcoming year. They'll reach for the supermarket tabloids, go to psychics, listen to news channel pundits. And I'm guilty of this too. I've had the amazing Kreskin on issues and ideas around this time over the years. The truth is, there's only one who knows what will be, and that is God. God knew everything about you before you were you. In Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, God tells us, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you." God's pronouncement of what's to be can address the immediate. Example in Joshua chapter 6, verses 2 through 5, God instructs Joshua, "And the Lord said to Joshua, 'See, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king and the mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city, all you men of war. You shall go all around the city once. This you shall do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. But the 7th day you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priest shall blow the trumpets. It shall come to pass, when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout. Then the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up every man straight before him.'" Now imagine being the men with Joshua. "Hey Josh, are we going to attack the walls of Jericho from the right?" "No." "Well, then from the left?" "No." "Then what's the plan, Joshua?" "We're going to march around, and when I cue the priests, they'll blow the trumpets." "Okay." Good thing there was no 25th Amendment back then, or Joshua would have been taken away in a straitjacket. Yet the walls of Jericho fell. The coming of Jesus was no surprise to those who read the prophecies of the Lord. When we turn to Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7, we're told, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called a Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Then there's what's still to be. We call that moment the end times. Regarding that, Jesus revealed who has that answer. We see that in Matthew chapter 24, verses 35 and 36. "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only." What is there for you to do? Well, if you certainly want to be on the positive side of the rapture and tribulation, the answer is simple. Study God's word, live God's word, obey God's word, praise God's word, and your Father who has blessed you with his word.